email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a grassroots campaign is gathering support for the creation of a Lido at George's Dock in Dublin City. The passion project of four volunteers envisions outdoor pools, green space and leisure facilities. They believe it will cater for all Dubliners, locals and visitors, including experienced learner and non-swimmers. They've published a new design for the site, and I'm joined now by one of the four, Dublin City Lido Campaign Director, Sarah Walker. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in. What's a Lido?
A Lido is an outdoor swimming pool. So it's, you know, very similar to all the internal swimming pools that we go, but there's no roof. It's outdoors and it's got changing facilities and it's also heated.
Why isn't it called an outdoor swimming pool?
Because Lido is Italian, you know, it sounds a bit nicer.
Right. And it's on the site of, people will remember that story, where they want to put in a white water rafting facility. So it's the same place.
The same place, yeah. So the campaign kind of sprung up around the same time as the Whitewater Rafting Centre. And, you know, it was amazingly ambitious vision. But at the same time, you know, we felt that there could be more kind of an inclusive facility, something a bit more community driven as well, that would really bring a huge amount of benefits to locals in the area, as well as obviously everyone who works in the area too.
And where is it at? When that Whitewater thing was thrown out and ridiculed, because it was at the time, what did Dublin City Council decide to do then? Did they start planning something new?
Yeah, so there were proposals for a potential, an outdoor swimming pool, a couple of different options. At the moment, none of those plans are proceeding. And so that's really why our campaign is pushing along. And we really think there's a once in a generation opportunity to do something amazing with this site. And, you know, also in kind of sympathy to its heritage as well. You know, planning provision stipulates that it needs to be a water-based facility, whatever is there. And we think a Lido would be incredible there.
Was there a training facility planned?
Yeah, there was a swift water training facility planned, but ultimately those plans didn't progress.
What's a swift water training facility?
It's an area where for the fire brigade to undertake training in emergency situations.
Right. Okay. So you're trying to put a sort of a little bit of a kick up the bum for the Dublin City Council, and that's why you have your campaign. And the reason it's in the news this week is because you have pictures.
Yes. Yeah. We have new pictures. Yes. So we released conceptual images a couple of years ago, and we actually met with the council and they gave a lot of feedback, which we've taken on board in these new images. So, you know, more likely to be planning compliant, as well as giving a bit more detail on kind of the size. So 50 metre swimming pool, all outdoor, obviously, and a learner pool. We've got, you know, saunas, a plunge pool, cafe space, community space as well. So the idea, you know, and water gardens and kind of features as well. So the idea is that it won't cater exclusively to swimmers. People can go have a cup of coffee. They can enjoy the outdoors. And there's also going to be kind of a moat as well, in keeping with the heritage of the site.
A moat around the
swimming pool, but within the dock as well, to kind of, you know, as a hark back to its original use.
All right. And would it be heated?
It will be heated, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, we know that it needs to be heated all year round to make sure that people use it as much as possible. It will be heated to about 23 degrees, which is a standard for outdoor swimming pools.
Right. So 50 metres, a good big pool. Mm-hmm. It's there in the inner city. That area is in the inner city. 25 million, they're saying it will cost. So it could cost up to 30 million the other way.
Are you saying that?
it says in the article in the Irish Times.
No, I think that was the original Whitewater rafting facility.
Okay, yeah. So what how much will it cost then?
So we can't say what it will cost until Dublin City Council really does its own feasibility study. I think it's really important that, and what our entire campaign is moving towards, is that Dublin City Council allocate budget internally to do their own feasibility and to move the project forward.
Yeah, I suppose people might say that money could be better spent in the area. Mm-hmm. And what would you say to that?
Yeah, look, we are well aware that, you know, that there's a housing crisis, that there's a lot of issues. And I suppose we'd be the first to say that, you know, we don't think a Lido takes priority over these. However, as I said, the stipulation of the planning means that it has to be water related. There's also a huge amount of funding coming from the Large Scale Infrastructure Fund, you know, 120 million. There are pots of money that can absolutely be allocated to this that wouldn't be to the detriment of other projects that are, you know.
There seems to be a dearth of swimming pools in Dublin. Mm-hmm. Is that the case?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, outdoor public pools, we don't have any compared.
Well, one, I suppose the bats out in Clontarf.
Yes, that they're private though.
They're private.
They are private,
okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the bats at Dunleary where they didn't build a swimming pool.
Yes, and these are, you know, our Lido would be fresh water as well, you know, treated water as well. It's not salted water.
Yeah, which Clontarf is, for people who don't
know.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's privately owned.
Yes, that's privately owned.
So you have to book it and you have to pay for it and all that sort of thing.
Exactly. So, you know, we're doing our own feasibility study as well and, you know, looking at operational models to make it as affordable as possible. And, you know, there's plenty of examples already. You know, Swan Leisure in Rathmines is operated as a not-for-profit but owned by the council. Uh-huh. And as is the Sean McDermott Street pool as well. You know, you've also got the likes of Markievicz Pool across the way, but that's actually going to be relocated outside of Ringsend because of the metro. So you're actually going to have one less pool in the city centre.
And what about countrywide then? Mm-hmm. Are there any Lidos in other parts of the country?
Yeah, there are, absolutely. Like, there are ones around the country. I think there's one in Kilkee. And, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for Dublin to be put on the map. You know, like, even if you look at cities around Europe of comparable size and population density, you know, Ireland is completely behind. We have zero in Dublin. We look at cities like Copenhagen has three, Helsinki has three. I think Amsterdam is smaller and has seven. You know, places with similar climates as well to Ireland. You know, you've got the north of England, Reykjavik. All of these places have outdoor heated pools, and it's absolutely something that we could do as well.
What happens next?
Next up, so we are fundraising to cover the costs of our amazing images. We're very much advocating for Dublin City Council to move this forward. We're going to be completing our own feasibility study with data from Swim Ireland in the next couple of months, and that really shows that it is operationally viable, as well as you know, the potential for creating this operational model that will really ensure affordability as well as, you know, make it happen as well.
Okay, thanks so much for coming in. That's Dublin City Lido campaign director Sarah Walker. Thanks,
Sarah. Thank you so much.